Good afternoon. My name is Chanel, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the State and Local Adaptation to Climate Change Part 1 Climate Impacts and Risks Communication Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press star, then zero, and the operator will come online to assist you. Thank you. Ms. Emma Zinsmeister, you may begin your conference.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Emma Zinsmeister, and I am here with U.S. EPA's State and Local Climate and Energy Program. Today, we're kicking off our Climate Change Adaptation for State and Local Governments webcast series, and today is the first session, which will focus on climate impacts and risk communication. Our program typically offers informational webcasts through our State Climate and Energy Technical Forum and our Local Climate and Energy webcast series, and this mini-series on adaptation is serving both of those functions for the months of November, December, and January. Since adaptation to climate change has been such an area of great interest for both states and locals, and as you'll see through our webcast series, that fostering collaboration across levels of government is really essential for promoting successful adaptation strategies. So we wanted to bring states and locals together. And today we'll be providing an introduction to the topic of adaptation, focusing on the potential impacts of climate change for the United States and what that means for state and local government operations. I'll start off today's webcast by just going over some basic logistical information about how to use the GoToMeeting software and asking questions and things of the speakers, and provide a little bit of background information on what the U.S. EPA State and Local Climate and Energy Program has to offer, and kind of overview of some of our resources. We'll then kick off our featured speaker presentations with Dr. Joel Sharaga from US EPA. He'll provide an introduction to the topic of climate change adaptation, focusing specifically on the impacts and implications for states and local governments. We'll then move into a presentation on risk communication by David Ropeek, who is a national expert on risk analysis and communication, and he'll provide a framework for how states and locals can communicate risk to their stakeholders to build support for climate adaptation work. And then we'll move into a case study. Brandon Reed from Chula Vista, California, will provide the story of the experience of his community in California and how they've developed adaptation efforts and really been able to engage stakeholders and build support for adaptation in their community. And we're going to be holding questions until the end of all of the presentations today so that we can do that jointly at the end of the session. Just some logistical information. The participants are muted currently. Your lines are muted just to minimize the background noise. However, you do have the opportunity to submit questions about the presentations, and I will touch on that in just a moment. Also, PDF files of all of the presentations as well as an MP3 file of the audio will be available a few weeks after today that you can download and share with your colleagues who maybe weren't able to attend the live session today. And if at any point during the presentations you have technical issues, please feel free to contact our technical support, Lauren Peterson, at the email address listed here. During the presentations, as you develop questions for our speakers, please feel free to submit them in writing using the GoToMeeting panel. As you can see, there's a section labeled Questions, which you can expand. Type in your questions in the box and then hit Send to submit them. We'll be collecting those throughout all of the presentations, and then we will be reading those off at the end after all of the speakers and providing answers to those. So please, as you think of those during the presentations, continually add them in through the system. And as you enter in your questions, if you can include the name of the presenter that you would like to have answer the question, that would be helpful for us to direct them to the appropriate speaker. And also at the close of today's presentation, we hope that you will take a few minutes to provide us with some optional feedback. This is really an opportunity for you to share your thoughts on what we can do here at EPA to help support your adaptation efforts, what tools and resources you need, what you would like to see us cover in future webcasts. So we encourage you to provide your responses to the optional survey that will pop up in the pop-up window once you close out your GoToMeeting session. So some background information on our program here at EPA. The State and Local Climate and Energy Program works with states local communities, and we have a growing emphasis on working with tribes to help promote climate mitigation and clean energy, to help achieve multiple benefits, a variety of public health benefits, social benefits, economic benefits. All of the resources that we offer are available through our comprehensive website, which you can see a snapshot of here. The web address is below. We offer a variety of technical, informational resources, tools, quantitative evaluation tools, case studies on a variety of climate topics throughout our website. And as part of the program, we have a state climate and energy partner network that focuses on working with energy and environmental and utility commissioners to understand and explore climate change and a variety of energy policies. You can register to join the informational network through the web address here, which provides access to a listserv and a variety of other resources. We also have a portion of our program that focuses on working with local governments to help promote sustainability and climate change mitigation. We have a number of technical resources and case studies available on our website, some of which are listed here. And we also support the Heat Island Reduction Program, which is relevant to adaptation since heat islands describe the occurrence of higher temperatures in more dense urban areas relative to the surrounding suburban or rural areas. And strategies that can be used to help reduce the heat island effect can also be adaptive when thinking about climate impacts. And, of course, the heat impacts of climate change are a major major concern as well. So please do check out our Heat Island Reduction website and program for a variety of resources that may also be of interest to you in your adaptation efforts. And some specific resources that the local climate and energy, state and local climate and energy program offer that are relevant to adaptation are listed here. We have a page on both our state side of the program and the local side of the program that provide links to a variety of resources from EPA, other federal agencies, and non-federal entities, and a synopsis of the potential climate impacts you may be facing and various adaptation strategies. So that's a great place to start your search for information. And, of course, we have the webcast series that we're kicking off today. There will be a second session in December on the 15th that will focus on adaptation planning and implementation that will provide an overview of frameworks that states and locals can use as they start assessing their risk to climate impacts and building strategies to increase the resiliency of their communities. And then part three will focus on federal resources and support for climate change that will be held on January 13th and will provide an overview of what's going on at the federal level to develop a national strategy to adaptation and what kinds of guidance, technical assistance, funding, support are being offered by a variety of federal agencies that can help support state and local efforts. And, of course, there are also a number of other resources available from a variety of sources. Here's just a sampling here. We will be covering more during our January call, but these are some great places to start where you can find information that survey the impacts of climate change, provide tracking of current policy developments, and provide a number of case studies. And if you have any questions about any of our programs here, please feel free to contact us. Julian Miller is a great contact from the state program who can answer questions relevant to adaptation and our other efforts. My contact information is listed here, and then Neelam Patel runs our Heat Island Reduction Program, and you can contact her for questions regarding those resources. And also we have a state and local climate and energy listserv, which is linked to at the bottom of this slide here. It provides information on our upcoming webcasts, such as these adaptation webcasts, as well as a number of resources from EPA and other sources as they are developed. We do feature adaptation resources as well as mitigation resources and other things on clean energy.